Good morning, and welcome to your Monday moment. This one is entitled, Scene 4, Unreasonable Generosity. I'd been a Christian 3 or 4 months. Life was new and good, and at the same time, difficult. Coming out of addiction wasn't easy, but God was helping me. My church was there. My family was helping. On my way to a job interview in downtown Danville, I was walking down the street when I heard somebody call my name. I looked across and saw my old friend Kenny, who happened to also be my old bartender at the place I used to hang out. I crossed the street to meet Kenny, and he was friendly, asked how I was doing. I said great and began to tell him how my life had turned around. I was going to church and everything had changed. He smiled and said, and he genuinely meant this, "I am so glad you're doing well. Come by sometime and let's catch up." And then he turned to go and we said goodbye, but then he paused, turned around and said, "Oh, by the way, I mean, it's not a big deal, but there is this remaining bar tab of about 75 bucks. And then he shook his head. "No, it's not that big a deal. Never mind, man. Just come by and see me sometime and don't worry about it." With that, he gave me a hug and continued down the street. I felt like part of me died right there. In that moment, I was reminded of how reckless and careless I had been. All of the old emotions of shame and embarrassment came up, and I didn't have $75 and wasn't thrilled about figuring out where it would come from. You may not understand it, but it devastated me. The enemy tormented me. The next few days, I just drug myself through. Finally, I drug myself to church on Sunday. At the close of the service, as we were leaving, Pastor Mike motioned for me to step aside with him. He had something to tell me. He reached out his hand and said, "Here," and he handed me an envelope. Someone who wants to remain anonymous said God told them to give this to me to give to you, he said. I opened the envelope and saw $200 in cash. I can't accept this, I said. "Well, I can't keep it," he said, "and they won't take it back, so I guess you're stuck with it." He smiled and walked off. The next day, I walked back into that old bar after work for one final time. I paid Kenny, gave him a tip, drank a Coke, and told him what Jesus had done in my life, and he listened. I talked to him a couple times after that before he finally moved away. Want to talk about unreasonable? The church paid my last bar bill. Someone got a nudge from the Holy Spirit, obeyed it, and Brian Wangler's account was closed. And a little bit of evangelism happened that day at the bar. How cool is that? Listen, you are where you are by divine appointment. Now, be unreasonably generous there. God bless.